In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to continue, as I have for several weeks now, to draw upon the wonderful homilies of St. Nikolai Velimirovich. His sermon for this day, though, is so filled with things that would offend our ears that we could not receive his message fully. And so I am not going to give you a great deal of that. I've recorded a couple of his sermons, and I thought, well, maybe I should record this one because it's not one that I can preach all of. It goes against the grain so deeply and so harshly. St. Nikolai has been called the new Chrysostom, the new golden-tongued speaker of the Word of God. But sometimes the gold that God gives us is too pure for us to hear, and we have to hold back a certain amount of it. And so I will hold back a little bit of it. When St. Nikolai thinks of this sermon, he thinks of it in a way that I had not thought of it before. The last words that Jesus Christ says about the rich man is that he had not been rich toward God. The fullness of the meaning of those words definitely escaped me until I read and listened to St. Nikolai's homily. It's all simple and clear for him. He begins talking at the beginning of his homily about thieves, those who steal from God what does not belong to them. He calls the rich man in the parable a thief because he steals from God what is not his own, and he keeps it and hoards it up and tries to protect it from anyone else ever having any of it. He is not rich toward God. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. All things belong to him. All things belong to him. And the Christian faith does not teach, as some of the founders of the American Republic who were not traditional Christians will be kind and say, taught that God created the world and he gave it to man to do with as he pleased. And he went about his business. Thomas Jefferson seems to have believed that. Those that we call deists, who believe in the existence of God and that he created the heavens and the earth, but that he created it and then left it be. He created human beings, put them there, and it is for us to do with as we please. And there is a secular understanding of the term dominion, such that we as human beings have dominion over all of the earth because God has given the earth to us. That is not a traditional Christian teaching. It's not a traditional Judaic teaching. It's a teaching that didn't exist until just a few hundred years ago. St. Nikolai points out that before even the creation of man, the greatest of the angels became a thief. Lucifer, the one whose name includes a reference to the light that shone from him, became a thief and stole from God glory that did not belong to him. He wanted to set himself up as being the equal of God himself. And so he stole glory from God. He was a created being, after all, an angelic being, the greatest of the angels. But his fall was theft. And he became Satan. And he hated the beings that God had created, human beings. And he went forth to tempt them to become thieves like himself and to steal from God that which did not belong to them, to steal the fruit of the tree that God had told them never to touch. And because the first parents were thieves and had stolen from God that which belonged only to God, wanted to have it for themselves, wanted to have that glory for themselves, all of their descendants became thieves, and they stole from one another. We steal from one another that which belongs to God, and we hoard it and keep it from others. And the thief in the parable, according to St. Nikolai Velimirovich, is just that kind of a thief. St. Nikolai says, this rich man is in reality a thief. He cannot say that all this abundance has come from his own efforts. A thief takes pains over his thieving, using his skill and intelligence. He often exercises a great deal more skill and intelligence than a plowman or a sower does. The rich man has done nothing. And then, having all these goods, Bishop Nikolai says, in this unusual year of bounty, supplied by God, after all, a windfall, we would call it. He is seized on by worries about how to gather such gifts in such a way that not a single grain may remain for the birds of the air, or a single apple fall into the hands of his poor neighbors. Instead of striving to kill the old man in himself, he invests all his efforts and his will from year to year in this project of gaining more and more, more treasures. And his soul, as he does that year to year, becomes more narrow and older. Bishop Nikolai tells an especially heartrending parable of his own about a lamb who lives in the den of a dog. The lamb is dependent on the dog. And the dog goes and gathers as much food as he possibly can, all of the meat and game that he can catch, and he brings it back into the den. And he says to the lamb, his soul, look, we have food for many years. Eat and be merry. But the lamb does not eat meat. The soul has a food that is not of that kind. And so the lamb, the soul, grows weaker and weaker as the dog grows stronger and stronger. The soul of the rich man has become so much at one with his body that when he refers to his soul, he is actually, St. Nikolai says, referring to his body. Soul, eat, drink, be merry. All of these things that I have gathered, none of those things mean anything to the soul. By spending all of his life in gathering those things, he is making his soul narrower, narrower, smaller, smaller, weaker and weaker until the soul dies. This is what we do when we gather the things of the world and we ignore what the soul desires. The soul desires the source of life, God's justice. The injustice of the world pains the soul. Dogs go out and they take advantage of the condition of the world and gain more and more for the body. But their souls die within them. The lamb, the soul, the one that is like Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who lived in this world, body and soul, as a true man, fully God, fully man, suffered for the injustice of the world, that things are because of the brokenness of the souls and bodies of men and women in the world. There is injustice from one end of the world to the other, and has been for lo these many thousands of years. But rather than exploit that situation and accept it as the nature of things, after all, don't be unrealistic. Don't preach Christ to me. The rich man, Bishop Nikolai says, nails his soul to the earth and lets it grow weaker and die. This is not our calling as Christians. Our calling as Christians is to recognize that the meaning of life does not lie in the accumulation of things of this world and the effort to protect them from anyone else. Our part is to participate in the salvation that Christ brings to the world. And how do we do that? We do that by sacrificing the things that we have on behalf of those who don't have. Jesus Christ says that whenever we see someone sick or in need or in prison, we are looking at him. And however we deal with that person is how we are dealing with him. We are stewards, not owners of God's world. When we think of stewardship, we think of how we deal with money in the church. That isn't how God thinks of stewardship. God has given the earth to us, loaned it to us, for us as a place to live in, to work out our salvation. If we live our lives like the rich man, the soul dies. When Christ came into the world, that's not how he lived his life. That's not the example of the new Adam that he gave to us. We are called to participate in Christ's salvation of the world, all of his creatures, including us, and also including ourselves. This is Stewardship Sunday. Metropolitan Tikhon has a message on the OCA website, in a very difficult situation spiritually in America. Metropolitan Tikhon says, stewardship is at the heart of our Orthodox Christian existence. In our personal life, in our parish, in our families, we are constantly offering our small gifts so that we might receive the great gift that God gives us. What are our small gifts? They are not restricted to the funds that we offer for the practical programs of the church. Our small gifts consist of holding back our anger, not giving in to being provoked by others, not insisting on being treated as though we are the most important person. As we are the most important person in our own lives, we expect to be treated as the most important person in the lives of many others. Not acting in that way is a gift. It lays up treasure in heaven whenever we act in virtue rather than in selfish vice. Every one of those acts of virtue, every one of those acts of compassion, every one of those acts of kindness is a small gift that we offer in participation with the salvation of the world that Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to participate in. And that participation in his salvation of the world and all of our fellow creatures, including all human beings and including ourselves, is a participation in the new life that he has given us. People have come up with other ways of understanding salvation that cut us off from God, that cut us off from others, that focus on ourselves alone and permit us to live like the rich man lived. But they are not the gospel teaching of Christ. Metropolitan Tikhon says, this Sunday we offer humble gifts to God, so God may bless us with the great work that we do in the ministries, parish life, diocese, and departments of the Orthodox Church in America. What is this great work that we all participate in? It is our salvation. We are participating in our salvation. We are participating in the salvation that Jesus Christ brought to us. And if we participate in that salvation along with others and treat those who are in need, those who are in prison, those who are suffering as the presence of Christ, we will be treating them as those who belong along with us all together to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.